This goes to Tammy Milbacher, M like Mary, I-L, B like boy, O-C-K-E-R. Fax 989-779-1160. And Prestige Center, fax 989, same fax, 779-1160. Regarding Beverly Van Horn, it's V like Victor, A, N like November, capital H, O, R, N like November. Date of birth 10/4/1938. Dear Miss Milbacher at Prestige Center, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit with Mrs. Van Horn with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, anemia, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was October 21st of 2024. Her weight is down 11 pounds since her last visit, and the patient and staff report that she is feeling well. She has had no hospital visits since her last visit, and she did have a permanent pacemaker and watchman placed last year and seems to be doing better after that procedure, after those two procedures. No falls, no dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no changes in dyspnea, no nausea or vomiting, no bowel changes, blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and her edema is stable. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Bisoprolol, 5 milligram twice a day. She's on multiple pain meds. She's on Cymbalta, 30 milligram daily. She's on Remeron, is 30 milligram daily, also at bedtime. And other medications are unchanged from her previous visit. Physical exam, weight is 174 pounds, pulse 81, blood pressure is 116 over 71. In labs, most recent lab studies were done February 20th, 2025. Creatinine is markedly improved at 1.3 with estimated GFR of 40. Calcium is 9.1, sodium 140, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 30, albumin 3.2, phosphorus 3.8. Her hemoglobin is 9.7 with hematocrit of 32.2, normal platelets and normal white count. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. We would like to have those repeated this month. She may not need monthly labs unless she goes back to stage 4 chronic kidney disease with creatinine level. So a new lab order was faxed over to Prestige Center. 2, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. 3, anemia of chronic disease. Medicare guidelines allow treatment with Epogen or iron as long as the hemoglobin is less than 10, which it is. However, the hematocrit must also be less than 30, and that is not. It's 32.2, so we will have to continue to watch those levels. But if it drops less than 30, she may be eligible for iron infusions versus an Aranesp injection. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.